Bobby Matos out of Philly leads his Afro-Latin jazz ensemble on Miles Davis's 1959 classic composition, Kind of Blue. Matos's version is found in his 2006 album, which he paid homage to Miles, and it's titled Gratitude. What a wonderful way to keep the camaraderie going in music, through music. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. I'm a little sniffly today, but that's okay. You know, it's going around, so I got it. But I have more than enough tissues here. I have enough to open up a little store. So I'm all set. So what are we talking about today? We will follow up with our discussion from yesterday. And you may recall, of course, that we talked about the story. What is the story? And as we closed out yesterday, we talked about the story. And the story was that we are staring it in the face, but nobody's saying anything about it. And that is, how is it that we arrived at this place? How did we arrive here? How did we get here to this place where things are so out of whack? And I thought I would remind you that one president was the person who got it started. That's right. George Bush started this whole thing in Afghanistan. And then I saw yesterday, and I wanted to congratulate ourselves, because yesterday, late yesterday, I saw a story that was saying exactly the same thing that we were talking about. But it said there were at least four presidents in a row that created the havoc we are now witnessing in Afghanistan. Four. So this is not something that is occurring because of Biden and his administration. We saw no reference at all to how the United States policy in Afghanistan, going back to George Bush, who initiated it, caused a lot of animosity and a lot of brokenness in what could have been, at least. I mean, it's not that people have to be friends and, you know, hug each other all the time, but it does say something that this country continues not to admit what the truth is. The truth is, it, the United States of America, played a key role in the deterioration of all kinds of things in that region, to the point where it is now, and we have Biden trying to, you know, shape it up again. So I thought we would continue that discussion, and also to tackle, I mean, a very surprising thing on the part of Biden, to couple it with the need, he says, the absolute necessity that the nation vaccinate itself and bring this matter, this crisis of this health crisis, to an end. But I want to see if you were paying attention to what he said yesterday. Let's see who was paying attention. What was the case that Biden made for vaccination? And what does it say about Biden and his administration, his outlook, and the immediate future for bilateral, if any kind of relations at all should exist? What does it say about the leadership of the United States? Did you get my drift? It's very significant how he appealed to the nation, what he said. And it was very jolting, actually. But nobody is saying so. Nobody seems to think it was a jolting thing to say. Let's talk about Biden's pitch for vaccinations and why it is important to proceed. Everybody should get vaccinated. 888-874-4888 as we continue our discussion from yesterday. 888-874-4888. Lincoln from New York, you're on the air. You start us off today.
Hi, it's David. How are you?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
No, I could only hear a little suggestion of sound, but I can't hear you.
This earphone is working. Let me take off.
Now I can't hear you.
Okay.
Well, hello?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Yes. I'm primarily was calling just to piggyback on yesterday, because when you first asked the question yesterday, the first thing that came to my mind was when the U.S. first got into the Afghan war, they said, we're going to create Russia's Vietnam. And that was the thing that stood out, stuck in my mind, that everyone was ignoring that statement. They said they were going to create Russia's Vietnam. That was the first thing they did when they entered Afghanistan. And Bin Laden and all these people, the Taliban, they were all trained by the CIA. And at the time they were trained by the CIA, they were not monsters. And when they stopped doing the CIA's bidding, suddenly they became monsters. There was no talk about them oppressing women when they were being used by the CIA. And when it was the same thing they did with Saddam Hussein. When Rumsfeld met with him in 86, I think, he was not a bad man. But when he refused to have them put that pipeline from the Caspian Sea through Iraq, suddenly he became a bad man. And so when I saw this, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I didn't see the Biden speech yesterday, but I don't think it could be anything new, because Biden has been very heavy-handed and very bullying and authoritarian about this so-called vaccine, this injection. So I can't speak much on what he said yesterday. But so far, I have seen that, like the rest, he is out of touch. He's being bamboozled. He's being tricked. He's being used. And oh, I wanted to add one thing concerning Bush and the Afghanistan thing. You know, very often when I call in, and some people too, you say sometimes it sounds like we are meandering. But we're not, because in essence, what we're doing is, like when you would speak about Trump, I would always refer back to old presidents and what they did and what they started. And you very often would say, we're not talking about them. We're not talking about Trump. And I think the same thing was applicable to yesterday. And you say, what is new? And I'm saying, the first thing that came to my mind,
I didn't say what is new. I said, what's news? I didn't say what is new.
What's new? No, I said what. That's what I said.
What's
new? News. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying a lot of times when we speak, we need to connect the dots. We can't always just go straight to the point. You know, you have to meander sometimes to fill in all the blank spaces. Then, because otherwise you're talking shallowly. You're looking at all these things shallowly. And at all times we got to refer back to presidents and like with Obama. He's walking around just like Bush after he created that havoc in Syria, after he created what he did in Libya. He's walking around just like Bush. All of them are the same. But we choose the ones we want to demonize and more so than others. So I just want to make those points, okay?
Okay, you made your points, but what is your point about yesterday's entreaty by the president for the nation to become very serious about these vaccinations?
Well, he is being used as a tool to carry out their agenda. And the agenda
By whom is he being used? In your view.
The people who the forces, the Gates, the Rothschilds, etc., who want to set up this world government, the people who want to have this new reset. It's a big agenda. He's just a mouthpiece. That's all he is.
Huh.
It's very obvious. Pardon?
I said, okay. You got us started today.
Simply put, that's all it is. I'm like, bye.
Bye. Thank you. 888-874-4888. It was very significant and it was very hard to miss. But still, it was missed. Nobody really commented about it. I was hoping there would be a torrent of reaction, but there was nothing. So it must mean that people either didn't strike people the same way it struck me, or two, it didn't matter. But it was very, very instructive listening to Biden make the case for the vaccine. I wonder if you picked it up. Did you pick it up? Let's see. At 888-874-4888. Mike from Maryland, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I got two things to say. First, that announcement by Biden, he was talking to a specific group of people. You notice he said all the folks who, you know, were waiting for FDA approval, now it's here, go get your vaccine. That was the audience he was talking to. Fortunately, I'm not part of that audience. And there's something perplexing, really very perplexing about this whole vaccine, blah, blah. Like, they're telling us that we are only supposed to test people who are unvaccinated, right? And the people who are vaccinated, we don't test them. But yet they tell you that not only do people who are vaccinated get the virus, they can spread it, but yet they don't test those people. And this is the kicker right here. The what they call the vaccine, I don't know why they call it a vaccine, because it's like tantamount to the flu shot. Like, the flu shot is not a vaccine because you still get the flu, right? When they put it in you, chances are you're going to get the flu because they're putting a little bit of flu in you. With this so-called vaccine, what's perplexing about it is that they call it a vaccine, whereas, like, you get vaccines for measles, mumps, rubella. The vaccine prevents you from getting measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, right? That's why it's a vaccine. This vaccine, it don't prevent you from getting the virus. It just mitigates it, right?
But you are traveling down another path. It's important, but we've discussed this before on the program. I just wanted you to take us close to what you observed, what you heard from the president. What was the case, essentially, that he was making about this vaccine yesterday? Why must people get vaccinated?
Well, the whole crux of their everybody needs to get vaccinated argument is because they're telling folks that this is the only way to eliminate the spread of these variants, to prevent, you know, Delta from becoming Lambda and Gamma or whatever. But
yes,
to me, all of this stuff is just about creating chaos and confusion.
But he did something. He just veered a little bit off, but it was so powerful. And I don't think that people noticed it, because he was speaking as the head of state. He was speaking as a president of the United States. But I was listening to his rationale for the vaccine, and he was very specific about it. Did anything occur to you as he explained the rationale for this vaccine that jumped out at you?
I'm going to be totally honest with you, Ms. Lee. I pay very little attention to what these people who they trot out in front of these cameras say.
You don't pay attention to it, but that was really important. That sealed the deal on many things that people have been criticizing him for. And there he was making the case, actually proving that the suspicions that people had all along were absolutely on target. What were their suspicions?
I don't really pay attention to, like, all the stuff that they're putting out. I really don't. Because it's all, like I said, it's all designed to foment chaos, confusion, fear amongst the populace. These are all psyops. They're all psyops. And they're all psyops.
Okay, let's say I go along with that, but let me ask you, what exactly does that mean when it comes to Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, to me, like I said, isn't worthy of your attention. You don't need to listen to him. You just need to watch what these people do. Don't listen to them. Just watch them. Their deeds and their actions speak far louder than their words. If you just simply watch what they do.
All right.
People.
Well, you gave it a good shot. You gave it a good shot. You didn't quite land on the target, but you're in the neighborhood. So you get credit just the same. Thank you so much for calling in and contributing today. All right. Darby from New York, you're on the air.
Yes, Chase, I usually start off with some superlatives about you, but that go without saying, you know. Anyway, you know, there is so much to say, and I know you're talking about the president, and but I wanted to tell you about Afghanistan, because I'm relatively old, and, you know, I remember it so clearly when, after 9/11, I live in New York. In fact, I had a view of the towers falling. And this is one time that America was so united. But the fact was that instead of responding to capture Osama bin Laden like they should have, by dropping 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 troops in Afghanistan, capture him, turn around and leave. You know, if you still want to bomb, that's okay. But They didn't do that. They just stood off and they bombed, and they wanted to create a boogeyman. And as you mentioned earlier, that George Bush started this war in Afghanistan. I wanted to say also that, you know...
What you want to say is not the question I'm asking.
Okay, what's the question?
See? The president made an entreaty yesterday to the nation.
Yes.
Explaining why. Exactly why. The nation needs to be vaccinated.
Yes.
And now that the green light has been given to these drug companies to proceed, they have the green light, everything is in place, there's nothing preventing anybody from getting the vaccine. What was peculiar about the case that he made yesterday?
Yes, well, I didn't see it other than excerpts of it. And the fact of the matter is, I do believe in gain of function, and that this, the whole thing was created in the lab. And therefore, I think that what has been created and called the vaccine probably have some efficacy on helping the vaccine. That being said, that's the only positive thing I have to say about the vaccine, because it is created.
But we're not discussing, let me.
You're talking about his semantics.
We're not discussing the vaccine.
Yes.
I'm discussing the president's argument yesterday to the nation.
Well,
what was particularly impressive, and don't by the word impressive interpret that to mean that it was good, but yeah, it was noteworthy. What was noteworthy about the president's entreaty yesterday to the nation, to everybody, get to your nearest vaccination point and get jabbed in the arm?
Yes. Well, that's been an agenda of his since he came on. And I know that you probably have a nuance that I'm waiting to hear probably directly. But
you're giving up, and you know the answer. I guarantee you, you know the answer.
Good. Well, I want to tell you, the nuances that what they are telling you about getting the jab and all of that, even if America is 100% vaccinated, there will be the variants around the world that will come back to America, and it will be a new variant, and it will be another story. So it has no water. And the fact, again, too, that people that have the vaccination still are getting and passing it. What they are telling you basically is that if someone gets the vaccine and they get the virus, that it's okay. You can pass it around to the people that are not vaccinated, or even people that are vaccinated. You won't die. It will be just like people who have the cold, who have a cold, and they don't mind passing it on or passing it around. Now, his nuances. Now, I want to tell you about Joe Biden. He was to the right.
I want you to tell me about what was significant about what he said yesterday.
Yes, no, I missed it. I only saw about 5 minutes of him talking. And
In those 5 minutes, yes, you should have gotten a heck of a hint. Even if you just got 5 minutes worth.
Well, he's gone down the rabbit hole, you know. I am not an anti-vaxxer, and I am. I have been an anti-vaxxer for the last maybe 30 years or maybe 4 years, from MMR vaccine to all of that. And when you find people that are into vaccination. I think it's mostly economic. You know, it's all economic because, you know, these people, you know, in countries that have health care, they don't have health care as a financial gain thing for a corporation. Then, you know, universal health care they have, and they don't have this type of, but when you have countries, and I know I'm still not answering your question because I can't. I didn't.
Well, I want to surprise you.
Yes.
You actually are answering, except that you don't know that you're answering.
Oh, well, it's because I'm old and I've seen it all. That's the only reason.
Is that it? Okay, yes. But I wanted to assure you that you know. It's just that we are not sometimes fully engaged when we are listening to somebody speak.
Right, exactly.
All gears are not working. So we don't think that we know because certain things just didn't pop out, you know, and hit us in the face. But
because it's hungara, you know what I mean?
I'm guaranteeing you that you know. Thank you so much for contributing today and getting us started on that. You gave us quite a hint. All right. Let's see. Ernie from New York City, you're on the air.
Ernie dropped.
Okay, Ernie is no longer with us. All right. Let's get one or two more calls. We'll get the answer because it was so evident. I don't know how people could have missed it. I don't know how you could have missed it. Jeff from Staten Island, did you miss it yesterday?
How you doing, Agatree?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I've been hearing people play around with this here, this question, and it seems like they're afraid to say I think what they believe or what you actually believe is the actual answer. And I could be wrong, but and I didn't catch the whole Biden speech. It was on, but I didn't give him no attention. But I caught a piece of it. So I think what you're hinting at is the fact that now that supposedly the vaccine has been given FDA approval, that and Biden's giving his consent for everybody to go ahead and take it, those who wanted it. But it seems to me that they're going to try to make it mandatory for everyone. This is
yes.
What I think you're getting at. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're right. But that wasn't the most significant thing that he said. I want you to refer to what he said to the nation. And I was like flabbergasted. I expected all these news programs to go on the alert, to raise the specter of what was contained in what he said, but nobody did.
Well, I didn't give it that much attention. I was doing other things, but I wish I had paid more attention to it so I could actually give you a more comprehensive understanding of what I got from it. But basically, when I heard him saying that,
if you listened to Joe Biden for 5 minutes yesterday, well, say even 3 minutes, you would have gotten the answer.
Well, it shows you how much I was paying attention to him.
Yeah, you were a little off. You were a little off in the attention department. All right, but you made a very good effort today, and you get credit for that. So thanks so much for calling in and contributing. 888-874-4888. I mean, it blew me away. I didn't think he was going to be that literal. I didn't think he was going to be that piercing and that, how should I say, not really caring to think. You know, there was no coordination, it seemed to be, between his brain and his mouth. And the nation followed suit. I didn't see any reaction in the media, but this was very telling. It was so telling, it was almost frightening. We'll take this break and come back, give you just a little bit more time to put it together in your head. So right after the break, I expect an avalanche of answers. Or else, I'll come to your house and you will receive 20 lashes with wet spaghetti. Right after this. You're listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. I'm Eutrice Lead, and we're wrestling with something I didn't expect to wrestle with because it was just so blatantly clear yesterday. I thought everybody got it. And lo and behold, we are struggling for an answer that was so blatantly clear. How did you miss it? How could you have missed it? 888-874-4888. The president made a speech yesterday, an entreaty, actually, trying to persuade the nation to get vaccinated because it is way over time. He made the case that the vaccine is available. There are improvements. There's no excuse to not have the vaccine. But his rationale was what was surprising. And I was searching all over the place on the internet to find out, well, who picked up on it? And nobody did so far. So I turned to my friends on PRN.FM on Lead Stories. Surely they found the answer. Surely it occurred to them that this was very, very unusual. And it said something particularly pointed about the president. What was it? What am I referring to, you think? 888-874-4888. It's very important, really. This is not just, you know, incidental. This is, in a way, it's iconic to the United States. 888-874-4888. What did the president say yesterday? What was the case that he made? And why should we be very concerned about that? Andy from Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Eutrice.
Hello.
Hi, yeah, my name is Angel.
Oh, Angel, sorry.
Yes, no, that's fine. Well, I have to be honest, I didn't hear the entire speech. I heard about a minute, maybe. But from what I understand, he said that now that the vaccine is approved by the FDA, therefore, everybody should get vaccinated now. And my interpretation to that is that now he's going to mandate that everyone has to be vaccinated. And this is like there will be no other way out.
Okay. But that's not the answer I was looking for. But it's an answer.
Okay.
I can't argue with that. You gave an answer.
Okay.
But there's something that should have really hit home the minute he opened his mouth. How he explained to the nation that it was imperative that everybody get vaccinated.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, you give up. All right. Thank you. Thank you,
yeah.
Angel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Neil from Connecticut. What did the president say that was so weird yesterday?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, like a lot of the listeners, it seems, I pretty much ignore anything the president says, but I'm just going to give you a guess, and I might come close.
Okay.
All right, that he's going to, that he threatened to take away certain entitlements. I don't know if he was referring to Social Security.
I don't know.
That he would make taking the vaccine or you don't get your Social Security check or something like that.
Okay.
Just my guess.
If you give us this, you get that, right? That's the thing. But you're close, but that's not the answer we're looking for right now. We're looking for, and it was just hit, it smacked you in your face yesterday.
If I was watching, but most of us are very preoccupied.
Or listening.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Darren from Long Island. What was the president's message yesterday?
Hello, Beatrice.
Hi.
I believe, hi. I'm just guessing, but I think what kind of was thrown at me, or what I kind of heard, what I'm not sure about, but he used two terms. One was independent review, which I'm really not too sure if the FDA does independent reviews or if they look at independent reviews. But then he also said that they reaffirmed the safety and efficacy of it. And that's what kind of jumped out at me.
Okay. Well, yes, he did say that. But that's not the answer to the question, I don't think. It was so pronounced. I don't see how you could have missed it.
Okay. Well, I'll admit that I didn't listen to the whole thing either, and I just now went on the internet.
It was right from the beginning, right from the beginning. As he started on that line. That was a hint.
Okay.
Could you figure it out?
I'm going to have to say I cannot at this point.
Okay. You made a good try. I admire that. I admire that greatly. Thank you. Bob from Virginia, you're on the air.
I want you to tell us what it is, but before you do, I'll just take 10 seconds to correct two things I heard today on the air. One, vaccines do not prevent infection. Vaccines just dull symptoms. That's all they do. And two, there's not going to be an FDA approval of these drugs. There are four phases of vaccine approvals, and none of the drug and companies have even started phase four, and they can't start phase four because they destroyed the research availability of the placebo group by giving them all vaccines. So phase four was never done by any of these vaccines, and it can't be done. It's not possible. We would have to start the thing all over again. If the FDA approves this, it would be completely, totally bogus and illegal. And I'm waiting to hear what you have to say about what the president said.
Well, we have some people online still wanting to take a shot at the question, so I have to give them some preference before I answer your question. I will answer your question, but they're online and they're waiting. And I thank you for calling in and contributing. So hang in there. We'll get to the points that you made. Thank you. Mark from New York, you're on the air.
Beatrice, I didn't see it yesterday. There's times I choose to watch the news or not, but I listen to BAI all the time and information I feel that's valuable. But I want to take a stab at the question. I've seen him make these statements before, that Afghanistan was a lost cause and that the buck stops with him. I think those okay. are two pretty pronounced issues that he stood on.
Well, it's not what we're looking for today. He has said
I'm looking that, forward to your answer.
All right, me too. Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Mark mm-hmm. from New York, you're on the air. Mark, what did the president say that I'm making such a fuss about?
That was Mark.
Oh, that was Mark. I'm sorry. Deborah from Connecticut, you're on the air.
To you, your truth, and to the family. Biden
you.
Said that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and it's like he's creating a war between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, and there's no excuse for people dying. If we don't get vaccinated, it's our fault that everybody's died or will die or whatever.
Yeah, he did say that, and you correct to point it out. And what it means and how it came across, because I got the same vibe from him yesterday. But that was not what alarmed me.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. You're on the money, but we're looking for a slightly different answer today. Thank you so much, Deborah, for your call. Okay, so let's not hold everybody in tension. Notice what this president said. All of it, all of the reasons, the whole thing boils down to money. And not money for everybody. He mentioned Wall Street. He mentioned investors. He mentioned the fact that it will stimulate the economy. And he took a decidedly financial tack in explaining, from his perspective, why it is important to get this vaccine. Because it will become the epicenter of a money machine that will restore the United States' economic outlook. It was all about money. And what was shocking about that, it's not that, you know, you hate the fact of discussing money, but we don't see generally, or we haven't been seeing Joe Biden in that light. Joe Biden has come across as a humanitarian, a guy who wants to do the right thing, a guy who wants to heal the nation. He was not about that yesterday. He was very clear. He was speaking, you ought to get out there and go get a vaccine. He was really speaking to the classes of Americans who think exactly what he said. If people could take this vaccine, it revs up the economy. There'll be a lot of money made. And it isn't so far, the case he's making is, it's not just that we are jeopardizing our own health by not getting the vaccine, but we are retarding economic growth. And there are a lot of people in that part of the country with those concerns. They don't care whether you live or die. They care that you become part of the engine of commerce, which is what the vaccine represents. If people just bolted out of their doors and ran to their nearest vaccine station and got themselves vaccinated, It's money literally in the bank. And he was speaking not to you and to me. He was speaking to you and to me in the sense that we are retarding this process. We are interrupting this process. We are endangering the process of making money. But there was no question, at least not in my mind, there was no question where his head was. He was speaking as a captain of industry, not as a president, not concerned about our health and well-being and all this other kinds of stuff. He was specifically money-driven yesterday. The fact that people are slow to get themselves vaccinated, the fact that people are blasé about it, the fact that people are openly opposed to it, it's retarding movement in this huge economic machine, this huge money-making machine comprising so many different parts, but all of them concerned about making money. It was unusual to hear a president make the case that the unwillingness or the lackadaisical attitude, if I should put it that way, of people just not seeing the urgency to get vaccinated, it was unusual to make the case that such a person is interrupting the economic order of things. I would never have thought that the president would make such an argument. I would have thought that he would have made an argument if there were an argument to be made that you're putting your life in danger, you're putting other people's lives in danger, our nation is far behind where it ought to be. We are concerned that what most people are lackadaisical about because they haven't gotten vaccinated represents a direct threat to the very existence of the country or something like that. None of that was said. He talked about the value of the vaccine in terms of the money. It is a driver for the stock exchange. It drives the economy. He didn't mention your health or that was not part of his concern yesterday. Listen to the speech and tell me if it doesn't bother you that he threw caution to the wind, or perhaps he wasn't aware of what he was saying and the implication of what he was saying. But it was very clear to me that he made a complete money-driven case for the vaccine yesterday. And as a spokesman or representative of the various classes that would benefit when people go and get a vaccine. He was a salesman for the wealthy. He was basically trying to persuade people to see that they're mucking up the works. They may even be jeopardizing their own jobs and the jobs of others. They're jeopardizing entire industries by not having a vaccination. It means that money is not going to the places that are accustomed to just sitting back and getting the reward for basically introducing a new vaccine or a new way to treat a major problem. But he was a salesman yesterday for the moneyed class. And I thought somewhere in his rambling that he would have caught himself. And he would have, or somebody would have pulled his coat and said, you know, stick with the whole idea of the vaccine being key to people's health and longevity or something like that. But you don't make the case that people should have the vaccine because it will promote a healthy economy. It doesn't make sense. Or that it will stimulate parts of the economy that are now dormant or dead. That doesn't make sense. It makes you look like you are doing somebody's bidding. You being the salesman for the capitalists. And you're not really talking about the intrinsic value of something that could help people. Or that's not your focus. Yesterday, his focus was very clear. If you do not get this vaccine, you are retarding economic growth. You're putting Wall Street under a threat. You possibly are jeopardizing the profitability of a lot of investors. How the heck do you make that connection and use it as a sales pitch to people about their health, why they should be so concerned about this vaccine? I doubt people would see that their concern for the vaccine should be that if I get a jab in my arm, it helps an investor make more money. And thereby, it helps the economy. It's a dumb argument. But I think he didn't even realize what he was saying. But we now have to look at Mr. Biden very differently. To what degree, as was alleged with his son before, to what degree is he tied up in all of this? To what degree are his fortunes tied up with this? And that he's being pressured to deliver. I don't care where the bodies are coming from or where the arms are coming from, just show up and stick your arm out and get jabbed and then go home. That means you put X number of dollars in the pipeline, going to industry, going to the makers of the vaccine or the so-called vaccine, and telling people that they should feel guilty that they are retarding growth in the economy because they haven't or they're unwilling to get the vaccine. Now, that's the case he made yesterday, and he's supposed to be a very intelligent man. What I heard was a clear call to support, to hear, let the sectors, the various sectors, hear him say it to the public. Get the vaccine to support all these people who are poised to make a lot of money off of it. He didn't realize he was saying that. But I did. I would like to encourage you, if you could put your hands on that speech, if you could listen to it, listen to what he put forward as a logical argument, as an entreaty to the nation. He wasn't talking about the people. He was talking about investors. He was talking about people on Wall Street. He was talking about the captains of industry. He was not talking to you and me at all. He has what Ricky Ricardo used to say, he has some splaining to do. We'll see each other tomorrow. Thanks for your input today. Bye-bye.